just because of the way our data ecosystem is set up and because so many apps are collecting personal information, it's just unclear how much strategic value TikTok would provide to the government as a whole.
Hello and welcome to the Hopkins Podcast on Foreign Affairs. I'm your host, Nicole Rivas, and today I'm joined by a new co-host.
Hi, my name is Zach Stone. I'm a freshman studying international studies and computer science at Hopkins.
On Thursday, March 16th, the Biden administration threatened that it would ban TikTok unless it was sold due to data security and content manipulation concerns regarding American users. While some applauded the potential move as safeguarding U.S. national security, others have questioned the legality and the necessity of a ban. In this episode, Caitlin Chin joins us to discuss the potential TikTok ban and its implications for the U.S.-China relations.
Caitlin Chin is a technology regulation researcher at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. She co-authored Bridging the Gaps, A Path Forward to Federal Privacy Legislation, and has published over 24 reports and commentaries on public policy issues. She has a BA in Government and Spanish from the University of Maryland and an MPP from Georgetown University's McCourt School of Public Policy. Good afternoon, Caitlin. Thank you for joining us. So TikTok is in the news again. Former President Trump has threatened to ban the app in the United States, and the now incumbent president is also suggesting the same. Banning a social media app with dancing videos might seem like a trivial affair for the federal government to be concerned with. Could you provide some insight into why exactly the U.S. government cares about TikTok?
Yeah. First of all, thank you so much for having me. And also, I'll just say this. There are a lot of concerns about TikTok. There are a lot of concerns about social media out there. And these range a really wide variety of concerns. Some of them are that TikTok could potentially promote content that could be harmful, especially for teenagers, for example, related to eating disorders or extreme fitness videos or potentially violence. Other concerns are more related to, and of course I should add, these are concerns that span a lot of different social media platforms. From a national security standpoint, the reason why the U.S. government, though, was calling for a ban of specifically TikTok and not Facebook or Instagram or Snapchat is because TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, is based in China. And the concern is that because of several Chinese laws that actually give the government broad access to information that is stored or transferred within its borders, some politicians are concerned that the government could actually access personal information that TikTok collects about users or even control TikTok's algorithm to potentially target propaganda or disinformation or other types of harmful information through TikTok. Now, we haven't seen any solid public evidence of the Chinese government using TikTok so far in this way, but the concerns are that there could be a risk or some possibility of the government doing so in the future.
Right. And it seems like the concern here is mostly about data. So what do we mean when we say data? How is data accessed by these companies? And how does data storage operate for such a large transnational company like TikTok?
Yeah. So up until recently, TikTok has mostly stored personal information from American users, either within the United States or Singapore. However, because of the concerns stemming from the U.S. government about potential Chinese government access, it's slowly shifting to storing all sensitive U.S. personal information within U.S. data centers. Now, that doesn't mean that Chinese employees within ByteDance can't still access this information. And there were at least a few public reports of ByteDance employees in China accessing U.S. non-public personal information last year. TikTok has claimed that through Project Texas, which is this new initiative that it's building to block data transfers to China, TikTok is claiming that going forward after this year, all Americans' personal information will be stored within U.S. data centers. But in order to really verify that ByteDance employees are not accessing this information, it would require at least some degree of transparency or oversight by third-party auditors.
Right. And you mentioned ByteDance is sort of the concern here because it's headquartered in Beijing. And supporters of the ban has sort of pointed to the National Intelligence Law of 2017, which states mm-hmm. that all organizations and citizens have to support, assist, and cooperate with national intelligence efforts. So does this mean that TikTok would have to comply with Chinese government requests for user data?
So it's really unclear what would happen if the Chinese government really did request user data, either through the national intelligence law or even through other Chinese laws like the cybersecurity law or the data security law that also allow the government to access personal information. I mean, TikTok, if it did receive such a request, could potentially outright refuse. It's unclear what would happen after that. I could file a complaint. But in general, Chinese companies that operate within the jurisdiction of China, there aren't very clear processes to, you know, challenge such data access requests. That said, TikTok has stated that it has not received any data access requests so far. It has stated that if it did receive any in the future, it would not comply or it would attempt to challenge. It's not quite clear whether the Chinese government has a strategic act, like a strategic, a strategic need to access personal information through TikTok compared to what it already accesses through so many other apps as well. Just because there is a pretty robust data brokerage industry, both within the United States and China, where the Chinese government, if it wanted to, could potentially access very similar types of information, such as geolocation or demographic information or names or addresses through a lot of other mobile apps as well. So I would say, to answer your question, there is a fair bit of uncertainty surrounding this whole TikTok saga, because on one hand, because of the national intelligence law and because of other Chinese laws, the Chinese government does have a pretty broad reach into information that private companies hold. On the other hand, though, just because of the way our data ecosystem is set up and because so many apps are collecting personal information, it's just unclear how much strategic value TikTok would provide to the government as a whole.
Right. And I guess that leads into my next question, which is, if we post on TikTok and a lot of it is public anyways, why should it matter if China has access to it? Especially if, again, like you said, we're posting on all these other apps too.
Yeah, and that's a question I get a lot. Like, if hypothetically China were to access personal information through TikTok, then what? I'd say a couple of things. First of all, TikTok collects both public and non-public personal information. So if, for example, a user posted a video about like shopping or politics or the environment or anything else through TikTok, often that content is publicly available. And actually, both the Chinese and the US governments have turned to, you know, private companies like data miners that will scrape publicly available social media from the internet in order to search for keywords or search for content or images that could potentially aid in investigation. So actually many governments have scraped public-facing social media for various purposes. But in addition, TikTok also collects a lot of non-public information. I mean, this could include information that users actively know they're providing. For example, to sign up for the app, you might provide your name, your email address, your phone number, or certain other personal information. It could also include information that TikTok users don't know that they're providing. For example, this could include a person's face or a voice print. It could include geolocation. Many mobile apps in the United States collect a person's location history. TikTok claims that it used to, but it says that it has stopped collecting very precise geolocation information. It's not quite publicly clear what that means. But it But there is, but some of this information could definitely pose privacy concerns. And I would say especially geolocation. If you have access to a person's movement history, you can infer a lot of information about them, spanning personal relationships or work or potentially other inferences. That said, though, since so many mobile apps in the United States collect geolocation information, it's not quite clear whether TikTok would be collecting information that actually adds value or adds intelligence beyond what's already out there.
It seems like it's unclear whether or not China will be able to do anything with this data and information from American citizens, but... And this might be a little bit of a leading question, but does it give China at all any sort of edge in their ability to conduct espionage, for example, in the US?
That's a great question. I would say it definitely depends. First of all, I mean, for the majority of Americans who have no ties to the Chinese Communist Party and who have never been to China, thoughts of Chinese government surveillance can seem pretty far away. I mean, I'm sure a lot of American citizens are thinking, well, we know that the Chinese government has censored political dissidents in the past, or the Chinese government has targeted journalists or other critics. But I mean, for most Americans, the Chinese government does not have jurisdiction over us. So the Chinese government cannot arrest us. The Chinese government cannot target us in the same way as they could a Chinese citizen actually living within Chinese borders. So the concerns that politicians have raised, though, are sort of twofold. First of all, for the general U.S. population, the concern is that the Chinese government could potentially target propaganda or target certain pieces of content using a person's personal information. So, for example, if the Chinese government knows that I'm interested in social justice or if I'm interested in environmental issues, the concern is that they could potentially use those preferences to target state propaganda. There's no evidence that has happened yet through TikTok, although we do know that the Chinese government is interested in public opinion analysis in general. I would say the second concern is that for individuals that are especially high profile or who have special access to national security or intelligence work, access to personal information is definitely riskier. For example, if somebody is a political dissident of China who's living in the United States, or if somebody is a high-level government official like Joe Biden or former President Donald Trump, access to personal information is especially sensitive. So that's why I think it makes more sense to ban TikTok on government devices, just because it's a more narrowly targeted ban towards a specific and especially like high profile, more sensitive population. But banning TikTok across the broader U.S. population, that's an entirely different issue, just because it would affect so many more Americans. And also, there's the question of, okay, well, if the problem is propaganda, will banning TikTok really address the problem that we're trying to solve?
That makes sense. And as Congress has kind of investigated the, as you've said, implications are a little bit unclear for what China could actually do with accessing data and the risk of leaving TikTok in Chinese ownership or leaving TikTok available to the entire American population. It's unclear what threat that could pose. And so Congress held a public hearing on March 23rd that consisted of lawmakers firing questions at TikTok's CEO, Shouzi Chu. Chu stated that TikTok is committed to storing American data within an American company on U.S. soil, which we know is Oracle, to prevent all interference from foreign entities. Would this proposal assuage or temper fears about data privacy?
So, TikTok has been promoting its Project Texas, which Shouzi Chu has described as a firewall to cut off Chinese access to personal information. And like you said, store personal information within Oracle data centers. Up until, I would say, a few weeks ago, I would have thought that Project Texas combined with stronger data privacy and security measures might have been the way to go. However, it seems as if, according to TikTok, CFIUS, the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, has disagreed and has, I guess, reportedly gone either the ban or divestiture route. And just listening to the hearing, listening to lawmakers' questions and concerns, it did not seem like Project Texas really convinced anybody, whether Democratic or Republican. I think there's just a general lack of distrust, perhaps distrust that Project Texas would really prevent TikTok from transferring personal information to Chinese or to ByteDance officials within China. So it doesn't seem like there's a very, I guess, solid foundation of trust on really either side. So it really remains to be seen as TikTok continues to roll out Project Texas, which it says it'll finish by the end of this year. Whether there's really anything that TikTok can do to address the concerns over ByteDance's ownership.
Yeah, and how, I guess, when we look at what approaches the government can really take as Congress kind of goes through their hearing and investigates their possibilities, how can the government technically ban TikTok? Would it be removed from the App Store, or would a firewall be installed, for instance?
Yeah, so I guess it would depend on how far the government wants to go. And I'll just say that it's much easier to call for banning TikTok. It's much harder to roll it out in practice. So hypothetically, let's say that TikTok either refuses to or just isn't allowed to sell for any reason to a non-Chinese company. And let's say hypothetically that the U.S. government goes towards the ban strategy. So assuming that, any TikTok ban is probably going to be challenged in court, whether by TikTok or TikTok users under First Amendment grounds. But say the government wins the lawsuit, TikTok is banned. What could happen next is that either Biden or Congress could pass like legislation or an executive order that would actually compel other U.S. companies. So this could be internet service providers or app stores like Apple or Google to potentially block downloads of TikTok on app stores. They could stop internet service providers from allowing TikTok on their networks. They could also prevent TikTok from selling ads in the United States. Eventually they can make it just very difficult for TikTok to operate. For example, say Apple and Google stop allowing downloads of TikTok on the App Store. A lot of users will still have TikTok on their phones. It is possible for Apple or Google to roll out like new updates. For example, if TikTok is compatible with the current iOS, it might not be compatible with future iOSs without any new updates to its system. And I would also add this. It is possible for Americans to get around any network blocks using things like VPNs, and that's actually used by some people within China to get around China's Great Firewall in order to access American services like Google and Facebook. But for the majority of Americans who are not, who don't have advanced engineering degrees, who might not know how to use a VPN, I think that stopping TikTok from being downloaded in app stores, stopping future software updates, stopping advertising, that's essentially going to prevent a lot of people from using TikTok. And the value of social media in general is network effects. People go on to find community. People go on to see what their friends and their family are up to. So if somebody is able to use a VPN and get around all of these different technical restrictions, if none of their friends are posting on TikTok anymore, that could essentially kill the app, in the United States at least.
That makes sense. And looking back at the last time TikTok made headlines in 2020 when the Trump administration tried to ban it, that was struck down by the federal courts. Can you give some insight into why that failed and kind of if there are any previous examples of proposed bans that could be used as precedents for, as you've talked about, the different ways that they could ban it now, or are we kind of in new territory?
Yeah. So, I mean, I would say any potential ban of TikTok that is broad enough to affect the entire population, I would say any ban is going to raise First Amendment concerns. And actually, that's what happened back in 2020, the last time Trump attempted to ban the app. In the United States, we have a very high legal bar in order for the government to restrict speech or communications. The government would have to prove that any ban is narrowly tailored to address the concern, and that also there's a very significant, a very compelling government interest in banning TikTok. And it's just very hard to say, especially since TikTok has grown significantly since 2020, that a ban on an app that over 100 million Americans use is narrowly tailored, especially since there are more narrow options to address some of those specific propaganda or national security concerns that have been raised. So I would definitely expect that any future ban to go the same path as Trump's executive order did back in 2020. And back then, a judge actually paused Trump's TikTok and WeChat ban, just following a free speech lawsuit by users. At the time, Trump invoked emergency and national security powers, but he was just extremely vague about what the threat was. And just given the very high legal, both the legal bar and also cultural norms towards free speech in the United States, it's not going to be easy for an app this size to be banned.
Yeah, and I guess as you've said, how it's much easier to talk about banning an app like TikTok and just using the word ban rather than, you know, really talking about specifics as to how the government would go about that when they address it publicly. If the government can't really find a direct legal way, like we talked about earlier, with a firewall or an app store ban or a network ban or something like that, are there kind of indirect ways that they can go about either monitoring China's access to American user data through TikTok or maybe the content presented to American users?
Yeah. And like you said, there isn't really a clean, clear option here. I think that any very broad ban like we just discussed would be challenged on First Amendment grounds. And I honestly don't know if any such ban would be able to pass legal muster. Divestiture, which many have sort of floated as a middle ground option, is also really tricky, just because, first of all, there's no guarantee that any sale would go through. And secondly, even if TikTok were owned by an American company, I mean, U.S. social media companies are notorious for their privacy and their content moderation practices. We've seen examples of data privacy violations. We've seen examples of harmful content floating on U.S. social media as well. And we've also seen examples of foreign governments attempting to target propaganda or, you know, paid political advertisements on U.S. social media platforms too. So there's no guarantee that a divestiture would really solve those problems either. I would say this. If we're looking to address a specific problem, which is potential Chinese government access to personal information the potential dissemination of propaganda or harmful information, we really, really need to start with addressing the core issue, which is that U.S. privacy and online safety laws are extremely outdated and fragmented. Our data privacy laws have not actually been updated in years, essentially since the internet became popular. And as a result, there are almost no limitations on how most social media companies collect or process personal information. We really need just common sense boundaries on how all social media companies collect and transfer personal information. So, for example, social media companies should not be allowed to collect personal information beyond what's necessary to provide the original service. I know that seems so simple and so basic, but really, it's become the norm, not the exception, for social media companies to just process an enormous amount of personal information and monetize it, which in turn is very easily accessible to foreign entities, including the Chinese government, that wishes to access it. So to answer your question, what can we do? We really, really need to start with addressing data privacy across the entire ecosystem, because if we don't do that, it doesn't matter as much what one company it's less effective to address what one company does, just because there are so many different channels for potential bad actors to access data.
I guess what I wanted to ask before my concluding question is something that we've talked about throughout, which is the impact of perhaps propaganda and China maybe interfering or controlling the content that American users see on TikTok. But I guess I want to ask about how much of an impact do you think that TikTok specifically could have on public opinion in the US, or perhaps in a US election?
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I mean, we do know that foreign governments have attempted to spread propaganda or spread state messages in the past. And we actually have seen examples of both the Russian and the Chinese government's attempt to spread information on US platforms, Facebook and Twitter. In the 2016 election, the Russian government impersonated Americans to buy like paid political advertisements and upload user-generated content on Facebook and Twitter. Many of these posts were targeted by race or location, especially towards the Black community, in order to discourage like voter turnout. And the Chinese government actually pretty recently, Twitter announced that it had taken down, I believe, around 20,000 posts that were presumed to be linked to the Chinese government. These posts were a little different. Much of the disinformation that we've seen come from Russia attempted to divide voters or attempted to discourage voter turnout. And then on the other hand, a lot of the content that we've seen so far, at least historically through the Chinese government, has attempted to paint China in a more positive light. So a lot of this content is actually targeted in Mandarin, not in English. And a lot of the content tries to paint China's role in mitigating COVID-19 or China's response to the Hong Kong democracy protests, for example, in a more positive light. So there are like different types of propaganda and different goals. I would say though, so far, a lot of the propaganda efforts that we've seen coming from the Chinese government have not been very effective. There's sort of for one, a lot of the posts that Twitter has detected have not received as much traction. The Chinese government is thought to not have, at least at the moment, to not have as sophisticated disinformation operations as the Russian government does. That said, disinformation is still a huge problem. I think it's definitely something that's important to continue to research and address. It's just not clear that banning TikTok would actually address the problems that we're trying to solve. For one thing, we have not actually seen evidence or solid examples of the Chinese government attempting to control TikTok's algorithm in order to target disinformation. And for another, even if TikTok were owned by an American company, I mean, because of Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, U.S. social media platforms actually have like very few legal incentives or very few hard legal responsibilities to moderate content either. Leading up to the January 6th election, leading up to the January 6th attack, a lot of the disinformation that we saw was actually originated on U.S. platforms, specifically platforms like Parler and Gab, that have advertised how they're, you know, sort of a home for free speech, and how U.S. their U.S. leadership would not moderate harmful content. So it's super, I mean, disinformation is just such a hard problem to address because there are so many different sources, both domestic and foreign. And also because the US does have such a strong culture and strong legal norms for free speech, it is not easy to prevent content from proliferating online, whether through TikTok or whether through other companies. I think that's just a very long way to say, a long way to respond to your question and say that. I mean, propaganda and disinformation is a problem that every single social media platform is facing, not just TikTok, but many US platforms too. Banning TikTok or divesting TikTok is definitely not going to solve the issue, and it's definitely a broader, more long-term phenomenon that we'll have to monitor.
Right, and kind of like you've been saying, the ban, not only would it be hard to do, but it just won't necessarily address the issues that we want to solve. But let's say if the Biden administration does go ahead with the ban, how would it affect U.S.-China relations, and what could China do to potentially retaliate?
I definitely don't think that it will help U.S.-China relations, especially since any ban on TikTok is not going to affect just TikTok. This is going to affect, potentially all companies that are based in China and that wish to operate in the United States. In addition to just a straight TikTok ban, legislators are considering bills like the Restrict Act, which would also potentially target other Chinese companies. The reality is in 2023, almost every company operates a website, so it collects data from people. So many companies depend on cross-border data flows and operate across borders. So, any TikTok ban is going to affect, not only Chinese companies, but potentially any non-US companies that wish to operate in the United States. I think because of that, if the United States were to ban TikTok, I definitely think that it could hurt U.S.-China relations and also potentially U.S. businesses that wish to operate in other countries too. Just because other countries are also distrustful of the lack of data privacy regulations in the United States or U.S. government surveillance, so this could potentially result in retaliation. In China, the Chinese government has already banned several U.S. companies from operating, including Google and Facebook and Twitter. A lot of China, analysts out there have said, China's already banned so many U.S. companies. Why not just ban Chinese companies? Well, first of all, just because one authoritarian government engages in censorship or broadly bans companies, it does not mean that all countries should do the same. But second of all, there are still a fair amount of U.S. companies that operate in China. So I would imagine that banning TikTok or banning future Chinese companies could raise a lot of uncertainty for those companies too that still operate in China and potentially still depend on data transfers between the two countries.
Well, Caitlin, thanks so much for such a great conversation today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the Hopkins Podcast on Foreign Affairs. We hope you enjoyed it. We would like to say thank you to the International Studies Program at Johns Hopkins University and the SNF Agora Institute at Johns Hopkins University for making this episode possible. Remember to follow us on social media at Hopkins POFA on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook for the latest and greatest of Hopkins POFA content. Hit follow on Spotify, subscribe on iTunes, and leave a rating. We'll see you next time.